If you have your Bibles, you can turn to Psalm 67. It really captures that theme of blessing that we're going to be looking at today. So read with me in Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Fear him.
If you were here or not first semester, I thought a good place to begin this morning was to remember where we have been. Because we learned first semester who wrote the book of Genesis. I heard it. Moses. Moses wrote the book of Genesis during the 40 years Israel was wandering in the wilderness after their deliverance from bondage in Egypt. Moses was readying God's people to enter the promised land, not under his leadership, long story, but under Joshua's leadership. Now, this land was inhabited by enemies. It was a land full of opposition. It was a land riddled with pagan worship. So Moses knew that taking possession would not be easy. There would be fierce battles, ups and downs, triumphs and defeats. So he wanted his beloved brothers and sisters to remember the very real events that had gotten them to this point. Moses wanted them to remember their roots. Who made them? Who loved them? And to whom they belonged? As they awaited possession of the promised land, Moses wanted his readers to remember who God is, and that come what may, God would be faithful to his promise to redeem and bless his people. And here is the amazing thing. Genesis was written by Moses approximately 3,500 years ago. But these God-breathed words can and will still breathe life into us today.
And that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with a sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand. And with one stone in his sling, David felled the giant. Goliath goes from stiff, upright position to face down in the dirt in a second. Does that sound familiar? We've seen it before. Goliath fought.